what do you think it would take for you to get in the ring with Sidney Poitier? What beef would have started that you ended up getting into a ring with Sidney Poitier?
Like, you're not doing it for money. You're doing it for pride.
There's a reason he drew you in there.
So what do I get if I beat Sidney Poitier?
Your pride back.
You get your pride.
Okay, because he's 90 years old.
So you'd actually just...
I'd take him. I'd
destroy him.
This is one of the few times I put my life savings on you.
This is going to be the pre-episode clip that I'm going to put in.
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Oh, Grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched or that you have watched and you just want to hear us yammer on about it. This is a show where we watch the very first episode of a television series and the very last episode of a television series and just try and figure out what happened in the middle. Joining me, as always, is my very good friend and skinniest member of the team is
and
Jeremy.
I thought you could say and confidant.
I don't know why I went skinniest.
Oh, okay.
I think Scott's probably leaner than you.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
So you're a liar.
As well, I am a liar.
It's good to establish this early.
Morgan, the liar of the group.
That's me. I'm a real dirtbag. But how are you, Jeremy?
Apparently quite skinny.
Yeah, you're looking great.
Yeah.
Do you have any agenda to address with me this week or this time?
I've got a lot of things that I would like to address with you, but I don't think this is the time nor the place.
No, I think it is the time and the place.
Okay.
Now, we'll get back to that. Aaron, how are you?
Your hair's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible right now. This is one of the few times I'll agree with you. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. Am I the thickest member?
What's that?
Am I the thickest member of our group?
Mentally thickest.
Yeah.
mentally
the thinnest?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Are either of those good?
I don't know. Yeah. You want to be well-rounded mentally.
I would say if any of us were to star in a biopic about John Wayne, we'd probably get you to play John Wayne.
I can't really picture John Wayne, but I'll take it.
You're the John Wayne-est member of the group.
Mm. There you go.
You're the Damon Wayne-est, Jez.
And speaking of the littlest Waynes... Scott, how are you? You can be the little Wayne of the group.
I think that's arguably the worst out of... I'd rather be like Marlon Wayne or Damon Wayne than little Wayne.
He's Damon Wayne's Major Payne.
Who's the third one? I don't know, three?
Is it Marlon, Damon, and John.
There's another Wayne.
Jeffrey Wayne.
There's another Wayne's because there's like crappy Wayne's from Scary Movie.
I think it's Wayne's,
Damon Wayne's and Wayne's
World. Aren't they all the crappy Wayne's?
Yeah, they're all pretty bad. And I will be Wayne Campbell.
All right.
Yeah. You can be little Wayne. What's wrong with little Wayne?
I don't really know much about Lil Wayne, but I'm not a huge fan, to be honest.
Then how can you say you're not a huge fan if you don't know much about him?
You
could love his work.
Well, I'm not going to be a big fan if I don't know anything about him.
So you're saying that you know everything that you're going to be a fan of now?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Lil Wayne's brothers or Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne. You just haven't tapped into the Lil Wayne market yet.
I don't know if I told you, Aaron, but I've finished.
Oh yeah, you're done.
I've gone through all the things that I wanted to go through, and I'm never changing my opinion ever, particularly on Lil Wayne.
On your bio on the actual website, it does say that you were born in like 1815. You were in the Battle of Waterloo, so you have lived a long time.
It's true.
Yeah.
What do you more like? Little John than Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Or Lil Scott.
Yeah.
Lil John the rapper. Lil John.
Lil John from Robin Hood's Merry Men.
Okay. Yeah.
Lil John Wayne.
Okay, so John Wayne and Lil John Wayne.
I'll go with that. Right.
Okay. Welcome to Wayne's World, the podcast about Wayne's.
Do you care to Wayne in, Jez?
Are we up to that segment already?
Okay. Was one of the Wayne's brothers in Charmed?
Probably.
An episode of Charmed that we missed?
There's three of them, so odds are one of them turned up.
I know John Wayne definitely wasn't in Charmed.
No, I think he was dead by then.
Yeah, he definitely was dead.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, John Wayne could have been in an episode of Wishbone, though.
Was he from literature at
any point? He couldn't literally have been in an episode because he was dead when the show came out. But Wishbone could have gone back in time to a John Wayne story and hung out with John Wayne.
As the title song of Wishbone will tell you, what is the story Wishbone? Not what is the movie Wishbone. So
movies do not have stories.
He deals exclusively in literature.
Well, no, I mean, do you know everything about John Wayne? He could be in some literature. Wishbone could have jumped into a biography about John Wayne.
I'd love to see that episode. Should we explain what Wishbone is for those who don't know?
That's probably a good idea. Let's get away from Wayne.
It's probably one of the more obscure shows that we've done. Maybe, I don't know.
It is.
You didn't know about Wishbone.
I did. You didn't know about Lil Wayne.
I know of Lil Wayne.
It just seemed like a kid's show. Right,
that's because that's what it was. It was with a
pretty accurate. Some sort of they've always got a little flair, like a school bus that shrinks, or like a girl that turns into a puddle.
This is their smoking gun.
Talking dog.
A talking dog that travels through space and time into old literature.
And just, you know, wears outfits. And then there's a parallel story of him and his human, Joe.
See, I wasn't, when you guys pitched the show as something we should watch, I wasn't expecting that it would be like a parallel storyline. I thought he would
travel time.
Yeah.
Scott and I sort of had a long chat when we I don't know how we even came to it.
No.
We just did. And I couldn't exactly remember how. I remember him jumping around, but I couldn't remember exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
So, but, like, whether or not he went to like a little portal or he, you know. But
it's really quantum leap with a dog.
The episodes are cut up and he alternates between the two storylines. When he goes from the real world into the fictional world,
yeah.
Does he just like sort of, his eyes glaze over and he just goes into a trance? And they've just got to like wishbone.
They give him his like anti-seizure medication to bring him back.
The old poppers or something. Yeah. Nice.
It's actually a really sad show about a dog with a crippling disability.
Yeah.
He died when he was three.
Yeah.
He gets to live so many lives.
He does.
Yeah. I don't actually remember watching the show, but I do remember playing Wishbone the board game.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wishbone the board
what
game.
What do you do? Are you Who Wishbone that? In that game?
You basically just have to go around the board collecting all these tokens, and each square will have like a different little life lesson. So it's like half real world, half literature, like the show. Mm. So you'll land on a spot and like one of them will say like, join Robin Hood's Merry Men and take a token from the player who has the most tokens and give it to the player who has the least tokens.
Oh, that's a good little dynamic.
Yeah.
It does not sound like a lot of fun though.
Well, it's targeted arguably. 6 year old, so.
It's better than
Boring
Rum Rebellion, the board game.
Ooh.
What's this now?
Rum Rebellion's like set. It's this really like Australiana board game that my parents bought for me when I was like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the worst thing ever. It's set like Captain Bligh.
No offense to the creators of Rum Rebellion if they're listening.
I think they're almost definitely dead.
Okay.
It looked like it was designed by an 80-year-old man. Okay. Who was like, the kids will love this one. Australiana history from the 1800s. Anyway, Google it if you're super interested, but don't play it.
The one kid that owned the copy.
I probably not going to Google it. I'd probably just
okay.
I don't know if you'd find it on Google.
I'm sorry, that was cool. you felt really affected by that.
Took that to you just don't want to know about my life. It's fine.
No, I just don't want to know about the board game angle from 18 backwards.
It's a really important part of me.
You don't care.
You'll
about,
never really
not,
know
not
me.
To me.
You don't care about the board game Scott played. Between the ages of 0 and 18?
Well, I didn't... Again,
that's the one part of Scott's history that you don't want to know anything about.
This is probably not the time or the place.
Scott, you know you should never talk to Morgan about board games you played between 1 and 18.
Yeah. I knew. I
0
knew
to 1 I'll listen to, though.
Okay.
And 18 plus.
Why'd you flick your eyebrows out?
Because
what are you insinuating?
They're the adult board games.
Because as soon as I turned 18,
play adult board games.
I only played board games from adult shops.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Mm. Like sex dice.
Aren't they just an item?
Well, yeah, but it's still a game.
Wishbone, but the different type.
Yeah. Wishbone After Dark was
the Urban Dictionary version of Wishbone.
Get into reboot territory.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, let's safe to say, Jez, you didn't know anything about Wishbone.
No, I didn't.
And Aaron, you were familiar with the game.
Yes.
And Scott, you just, I can't even remember I can remember the conversation, but I don't know how we got to Wishbone.
No, neither do I. But it was a show that I remember watching a fair bit of as I was growing up. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah,
me too. Because it's a cool concept. Dog goes into books.
I loved it. Anything with a dog. Yeah, I'm on board.
This is right up your alley.
I'm on board.
I bloody knew you.
I'm like, we could just, after watching that, great. We can shut down this whole podcast now. We've achieved everything we need to do here.
The first scene where he comes out in his first little outfit, I'm like, Morgan,
it's on.
Frothing in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. He's Tom Sawyer's little hat and he's wearing the pants.
Sorry, I just Googled Urban Dictionary Wishbone.
Oh, okay, what is...
So there's many definitions. I think it's a rap song, but one definition is...
Lil Wayne.
What's the one that Scott would be most interested in?
Lil John Wayne. A thing where a man has his legs in the air, spread wide, and people rip them like a regular wishbone, and he rips apart at the pelvis.
Excuse me? As soon as you said Urban Dictionary, I was like, oh, it's going to be a sex move. And then I was like, this is not a sex move. Or is it? I don't know.
This is about a kid's show, Aaron.
You really sullied this. There's going to be a lot of...
Now we get an E rating.
There's going to be some parents.
Fuck.
E for everyone?
What? No.
It's going to be some parents who are going to be like, Wishbone, this is the best way to introduce Wishbone to my kids. This is the point where they turn off.
Not cool.
And
not
lodge
cool
a complaint.
They're going to stop playing us at primary schools. My bad.
When do they play us? Are we the...
Recess.
Like, after recess music?
Yeah.
Between the first and second bell?
Yeah.
Wet day timetable. They just play us.
Okay. The Board of Education should probably address that. Should there be something stimulating for the kids?
Very stimulating.
This is... They've exhausted all other media. So instead of rolling out like the old CRT TV with a VCR underneath.
To show them probably Wishbone or something.
Yeah. They just chuck on old pods of TIS.
The incompleteseries.com.
It's a great way for the kids to learn.
It's the homepage for all public schools in Victoria.
It was very cheap purchase for them.
Such a lucrative deal.
I know, right?
How did we get that?
Have you guys seen any of that money yet?
No.
I haven't.
There's no money in public education.
No. Come on.
Exactly. Anyway, we should probably jump into episode one.
All right.
The popular kids show opens with a kind of talking dog, Wishbone, and his owners, a boy named Joe and his mother, Ellen.
What were you expecting? A cat? Please.
Joe is bored on his summer holidays and wants an adventure. Wishbone obliges the only way he knows how, by going off on a tangent dream sequence retelling the tale of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, where Wishbone takes the role of Tom Sawyer, of course.
It's the story of a boy who doesn't have to go very far to dig up adventure.
In reality, Wishbone goes with Kyle to venture into the woods in search of No Name's Grave, a bit of local folklore. Along with two of Kyle's friends, the team find a man digging up the grave and run.
Whoops! Uh-oh! Hi there! I'm a ghost dog just checking up on this grave!
You kids stay away from here!
Meanwhile, in the book world, Wishbone / Tom Sawyer manages to fake his own death, surprise everyone at his funeral, thwart a murderer named Crazy Joe from escaping justice, and get rich in the process. Back in reality and returning the next day with his mother, Kyle and the gang discover that the man was digging up his dead immigrant family's belongings, but cheer him up by letting him play his violin at their neighbourhood meeting. Wishbone sums it all up by getting some food, and it's happily ever after.
This is picnic technique number 3, shameless stealing.
A dog really cracks a lot of really bad jokes. There's like 18 in the first 2 minutes.
I love the dog zingers.
They
dog
good.
Zingers are great.
I got more laughs out of this than Will and Grace.
So did I, actually.
You just gotta let it rest.
Never.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
I do want to address the elephant in the room about that show. And it really annoyed me from pretty much the moment I noticed it. And you guys definitely did too.
Where's Joe's dad?
No. That. More importantly, well, that we'll get to that. But more importantly, Joe's shirt.
Oh, it's huge.
That shirt.
That thing was enormous.
What is that, a hand-me-down from Shaquille O'Neal? It's fucking enormous. It's like,
it went to his calves.
Oh, God, it's gross. It's about 15 sizes too big.
It really hurt me. So for those playing along at home, it was her navy blue striped shirt that Shaquille O'Neal would have worn. And so is what, a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, it was literally down to his knees. And like the sleeves hung down to it, nearly his wrists. Like, at what point was that fashionable for a teenager?
I think it's
mid-90s.
Just a really poor family. Because like, I don't know.
Are they? The house is pretty nice.
Yeah, but they don't really say what his mum does for a living. Like, she
was married to Shaquille O'Neal. And
he's never home.
Yeah, he's never home. He's always on. He's always playing.
Dare so
always,
I yeah. say that Shaquille O'Neal is not that kid's father?
What are you saying?
We're not in speculation yet.
No, not yet. But I'd say
it could be Sean Bradley. I'm guessing because he's white. Is that why you?
Is that what you're getting at?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And he's quite small. He's a small kid.
Well, he could have a gross spurt.
He's only like 4 years old.
In that? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Still like 5'4". But
that's why he's so emotionally stunted throughout the episode.
But the dog zingers, I really enjoyed those. Especially just the hiding of the book and the plants. As a dog owner, my parents have one.
Did you think that was a nice little touch? The dog book
the
toy
dog book? Yeah,
thing
dog book toy, yeah.
To tie into the
don't
theme
touch,
of the show.
Don't touch my stuff. I wish he like pulled like a switchblade when he said that.
Did he have a little like squeaky pizza slice as well?
Did he hit under the couch?
Yeah. And then he was crashing around under there, and there was pots and pans. Yeah, all the sounds of they were bad zingers.
They were good zingers.
Most of them were food related.
Oh, he's a dog. Dogs love food. I do want to also point out that pretty much I got really excited when the song came on, because I'm like, oh my God, I remember this show as a kid. But then he's, hi, I'm Wishbone. Like, oh, that voice.
Yeah, don't really
know about that. Really don't know about that.
How about feeding the dog? That's always a thrill.
What would a Jack Russell sound like?
But you get someone like, I don't know, let's just say for argument's sake, John Wayne. Or John Travolta would be good.
Voiced by a dead person?
Well, look, hey, it's a dream cast.
John Travolta.
Oh my God! Oh jeez!
You've done it again.
Why do you keep going? Oh, you keep going to Morty for your.
Justin Roiland can voice him.
Actually, that would be great. Oh, if you would have been like, had the same voice as Morty. That would be perfect.
You would have been like 12 years old. Justin you would have been Roiland. The same age as Joe.
Now I know you guys criticized me for bringing up the Urban Dictionary definition of wishbone, but this first episode was surprisingly violent. Like that graveyard scene, that was like more violent than Baywatch Nights was.
It wasn't the most well choreographed.
No, but people generally. Getting like punched in the head. Dude had a knife.
I was surprised how quickly intense. The other guy just accepted that he must have blacked out and stabbed the guy.
I know.
Yeah, he just talked him into it.
Oh, I don't remember anything. Well, you killed him. Oh, exactly. No.
And why were they accusing the drunk? That guy's name is literally Crazy Joe. He obviously did it.
Everyone trusts Crazy Joe.
Could be Crazy Joe. So we can assume that this is a story that was told in Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Yeah. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Mm. So it's like, so we should explain, like, it's essentially like they go to a graveyard and there's a, like a fight between a drunk and a guy named Crazy Joe. And
they go to a graveyard so that Huckleberry Finn can cure his warts.
Yeah. Which
naturally makes sense.
I don't want to criticize
any chemist worth their salt will tell you how you get rid of warts.
I don't want to criticize the works of Mark Twain. He's but
we can criticize the works of Mark Twain.
I just do like in that trial scene though, like when Wishbone gets up there and says, "Oh, it was Crazy Joe that killed him." Like, they were initially they're accusing a drunk, and they've got him nailed to the wall. Yeah. And then as soon as the dog says, "Nah, he did it," the guy just jumps out the fucking window. Like,
he didn't do anything. He would have been fine.
Why was he?
I had no idea.
He panicked. A witness is a dog.
Aaron, he's Crazy Joe. It's in the name.
Now I see why he's Crazy Joe.
Just what you said before. I don't know. You said I don't know if we should be criticizing the works of Mark Twain. Yeah. I just want to clarify. Mark Twain didn't write Wishbone.
Yeah, I know, but they're adapting his work into that. It's not.
None of us have read Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn. So
no.
We're just assuming that they got it right. Could have just made it stolen up. The characters' names.
Well,
here's
my theory: is that because like the episodes of the show, this first episode's a two-parter, so it's a bit longer. It's like 44 minutes or something, which really didn't need to be.
No, it did not.
But they're like trying to condense these like huge works of fiction into these tiny little episodes.
Yeah, half of an episode.
So they're never gonna do it justice. It's just gonna jump from one thing to the next. So I think like that's why both first and last episode, like not a lot made sense.
No,
like,
no, they're all just the highlights from those the book. Books,
it's like maybe you've read the book.
Yeah,
it probably helps if you have.
There's a river and there's a Crazy Joe.
Crazy Joe.
It's like a kid
who lives in a barrel. What the fuck? Why does he live in a barrel?
Yeah, he got super rich and then just went and hid out in the barrel for the rest of his life.
Why it's would like you?
8 years old.
Who gave him all that money? None of that fancy stuff. Going to live in a barrel.
Unrelated to that, the thing I want to point out, as I was flicking through IMDb, as you do. And this isn't to do with the episode, but all the episode names of Wishbone are all like dog related.
They're great.
They are fantastic.
Are they?
Bone of Arc.
Pop Fiction.
I'm not.
Oh, what?
a bone of contention?
Pop Fiction.
Pop Fiction does not make sense.
So they did this scenario. He did Pulp Fiction?
And that gives credence to the fact that they could have done a John Wayne
thing. I really don't think they did Pulp Fiction.
They did Pulp Fiction.
Why would they lie to us? What else would Pulp Fiction be?
They were just grasping at straws for names.
Reservoir Dogs?
Ooh.
They didn't actually do that. It's a little bit too violent for Wishbone.
Also, Wishbone gets his ear cut off.
Maybe copyright infringement as well, because it's not even a joke on the name. It's just the name.
No, I'm just picturing Wishbone War just dogs. Like dancing around Joe while he's in the steel's wheel.
Yeah.
If that's the best thing about this show, it's a terrible show.
Can you stop shit-canning this show? I like this show.
I really like the
show's for kids, Morgan.
I know, and I was feeling it.
I think we can all safely say that justice was served quite swiftly with... I was so sure that they were going to say, like, with Crazy Joe. They're like, yeah, we rounded him up and he's going to be doing hard time. Like, We found him dead in a cave. You got him. Take that, Crazy Joe.
Who killed him?
I think he got lost in the caves, didn't he? And died.
And the kids did. The kids found treasure, and the grown man, he just got lost in a series of caves and died.
Yeah, like the dog and the 10-year-old girl can find their way out, but Crazy Joe. That's the downfall of being crazy. Yeah.
So, could we talk about the other storyline? The
B storyline with the,
or the A storyline, whichever one it was.
Yeah.
Where the unmarked grave.
Yes.
Why is that guy so secretive?
Yeah.
About something that's not that.
Yeah, it's like really, a violin.
Yeah.
Buried in a coffin.
Surely he'd want to.
What the fuck's with that? That would be worth so much money.
That violin.
A violin. Mm. When was it from? Like the 1830s or something?
Yeah, but an old immigrant family.
He gets really fired up. He's like, why, I'm sick of people sneaking around. Yeah. Trying to get involved in my business or something.
But my buried relics in a public park.
Yeah.
Why are they there?
Exactly. Take them home with you. Why do they need to stay hidden?
And he didn't even know if they were.
Wait, is he digging them up and then putting them back?
I don't know. I think he digs them up regularly just
and
to
he was
have
there it, like 2 days in a row.
Just to play the violin.
If you're going to get them, you could just get them in a day.
I think he's just real bad at digging.
Yeah.
Needs wishbones.
Been doing it for years.
He doesn't seem like the sharpest customer. He chases the kids off with a shovel and all he's doing is digging up a violin.
Yeah. Yeah, just be like, oh, hey kids. Yeah. Oh, I'm just digging up, my family buried some stuff here.
Or when a dog approaches, just be like, oh, hey dog.
Yeah.
Oh, hi doggy.
Get out! Swinging.
You kids better get out of here.
Yeah. You and your dog.
And their neighbor was going on about how it's like a big mystery that the town's been obsessed over for years.
Just dig it up.
Dig it up.
Yeah.
So my
theory, don't do it out of respect.
They do it all the time.
Why I keep speculating about it.
Since when does the council rule on folklore?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that story.
Best not to ask any questions and just leave it.
Yeah, yeah. Except we'll keep asking questions by publishing articles about it every week.
Exactly.
So my theory is, this sort of ties into, we're obviously going to talk about Joe's dad. Where's he? So crazy man with the heirlooms, I think, killed Joe's dad maybe a few years back. Buried him in a shallow grave in the community park. And he was digging up the corpse to relocate it.
Mm.
The kids came along. He freaked out, chased him off. Quickly dumped a bunch of just shit from an antique store in there. And then it's like, oh, come back tomorrow and we'll dig it up together. And
then he seemed like a real nice guy.
Yeah.
And that's why it took so long, because he had to move Shaquille O'Neal's body.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big job.
It's a big job.
God, that guy weighs 160 kilos. Yeah. That's not even a one-man job.
It's a three-man job.
That's a three-man job.
I've done the math.
There was a scene, though, in back to the Mark Twain storyline, where they're doing the wishbone and the kid are doing it, and Tom Sawyer, I keep mixing him up, but they're doing the handshake, the secret handshake, and there's this scene where he goes, okay, then we've got to spin around three times. So to seal the deal.
Yeah.
It's like the reason they did that is it's because it's one of the few tricks that the dog can do.
There are so many things in this show that you're like, it's just the dog. It's just motivated by the dog.
Looking at the trainer just going, roll over, roll over.
Not a lot of range, that dog.
No.
No.
I think very poor performance from the dog. Did not deserve an Emmy.
Zero stars.
Really, I think, what's the rating in IMDb?
Even though he did win a staring contest in the second episode.
Oh my God. Don't get me started on that. We'll get to that. Don't you worry about that.
Wishbone has an 8.3.
8.3. It would have had a 10. They were docked 1.7 because of the dog's performance.
Yeah.
That's why they
flawless were, otherwise.
Yeah.
Costuming especially. Just on point.
Speaking of expert thespian work, David, Joe's friend, when they go to meet him, the video game scene.
That was great.
Do we have a clip for that?
I made it. I did it. I made it to the 10th level.
So 90s. Oh, it is incredible. I'm really disappointed we didn't see more of what he was actually playing.
I know, because he wasn't playing anything. Yes, I did it. I made it to the 10th level.
He's a Scientologist. To Thayer level 10.
Oh, right.
Wow, he's killing it.
Yeah.
So they
donated a lot of money.
They totally could have got John Travolta to play Wishbone then if he's a Scientologist.
Absolutely.
That's what this show was missing. He
recruited John Travolta.
The kid in the show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. That's why they couldn't have. Right.
Do you reckon they ever go back into an L. Ron Hubbard book?
L. Ron Dogged?
Yeah. The 48 episodes that we didn't watch were all Scientologists.
I do have a list here. I do have a note here saying lessons to be learned every episode. So I assume it was mostly about Scientology.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
One can assume.
Is that sort of how they sold the show?
Scientology for kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of an untapped area of children's television.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of Scientology based children's shows on that. Network television.
Or pretty much none.
Yeah.
Actually, really none.
It's really filled a niche.
Yeah, it has. Well, I reckon that about does us for episode one. Should we roll into the final episode? Episode 50, I think it was in the series.
The finale of Wishbone opens with a far too friendly local service employee informing the residents of Oakdale that there is a huge gas leak, so everybody needs to evacuate to the main part of the town.
It's not safe for you to stay in your homes right now, so we're asking everyone to please evacuate these few blocks immediately.
Everybody travels to the local pizza store where Joe's best friend Sam works, but it's also inhabited by his arch nemesis Dumont, a sassy kid from the wrong side of the tracks.
Hey, Dumont. I guess you got evacuated too, huh?
What does it look like?
Meanwhile, in Bookworld, Wishbone lives the life of Aeneas from the book The Aeneid, written in 19 BC. He flees after Troy has fallen and is pushed around to different parts of Rome by the will of the gods, first marrying a queen and then leaving her for another two queens.
I have seen you in my visions, Aeneas. They have shown that you will marry my daughter Lavinia and be the heir to my throne.
Cool!
The book storyline finishes up with Wishbone winning a staring contest to win an entire army and his bride. Back at the pizza parlor, the kids' parents rattle off inane stories of their school days as Wishbone desperately tries to get outside to pee. The kids listen along far too interested, while Dumont mopes about in the background. Eventually, Joe manages to connect with Dumont in a heart-to-heart conversation over their hoop dreams. And then the series ends with Joe giving a direct stream of thought to Wishbone on the couch.
Don't worry, Wishbone. We're going through a lot of changes. But I'm still going to be your best friend. Who knows? You might have made a new friend today.
I want to jump in straight away with my favorite character in this whole show. The dude who came to tell him about the gas leak.
Yeah, oh my god.
So enthusiastic.
Yeah.
It'll just be for a couple of hours, ma'am.
What about my babies?
Everyone, ma'am. Especially the kids.
Loves his job.
He just hit it with such gusto.
This is the first job he's had all year. It's like it's never a gas leak, and I'm the gas leak guy.
It's gotta be safe.
I'm the gas leak man.
Just relax. No one who works for the services like that are that enthusiastic about their jobs.
It was so cheeky. He came in like, "There's a gas leak."
Did he just fart?
I reckon he either did it or he's like delirious from the amount of gas that he's now. He's like, "There's a gas leak, guys."
Or an elaborate fart joke.
Like, pull my finger, there's a gas leak. Mm.
I just don't
believe. Got the costume and everything. Yeah. Clipboard. Hide the van.
It's like a $500 bit.
Yeah. And he just kept going house by house, getting everyone as they headed to the pizza place.
He just goes town to town.
It's like a show within a show. Either that or that man was not an actor at all. They just got one of the writers.
Probably
to
that. Chip in. A real gas man.
Yeah, that was a real gas man.
He turned up on set like, "Guys, there is a gas leak."
No, I'm serious. This isn't a bit.
I don't know. What's that camera doing there? It was weird.
And then when they told him that it was like it's a TV show, that's when he gets like really hyper aware and then like tries to act as himself.
What do I do with my hands?
I don't need my hands. Just leave them by your side. It's like when Jack is on 30 Rock when Jack's trying to like do the commercial.
Yeah. Holds two mugs.
feels much better.
Feels more natural. I do love the scene when they're actually at the pizza shop as well, and all the parents are just talking about all their like high school stories.
You remember when we went to the stump?
The stump?
Yeah.
The stump. Oh, I haven't thought about that in years.
And they're just all the most wholesome stories ever.
So wholesome, and they're so happy about it. And this is the most unrealistic part of the show.
Dad's like, "Remember when I got Wishbone?"
The Slavic Sunday.
My God. The most unrealistic part is that the kids are like really interested in what the parents are saying. They're like, wow, mom, you really built that trope. Like, if you're a kid, like that kid's what, like 14, 15?
Yeah.
She's like, "Fuck off." Yeah. Like, I do not want to get me the fuck out of here.
You're back at home huffing gas. Good night.
Shut up, mom.
Is there a fan theory a la Maud? What's the Simpson? Is it Maudville or whatever? When Flanders makes that tribute
theme
park for Maud.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone keeps having these hallucinations. It turns out there's a gas leak.
Yeah, yeah.
Wishbone, every time he goes off into these like the dream sequence or the historical
for the book,
tale, he's just
the dog gas leak.
The dog gas. The old dog gas.
No, that gas leak's been there the whole time.
The whole show.
Yeah.
It's only been affecting Wishbone.
Yeah.
Seven years.
Like
year
right
gas
next
leak.
To his kennel or something.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Wishbone.
Yeah.
It's kept him alive this long.
Yeah.
So
I'm on board with that theory, yeah.
Should I jump on the Wishbone forums and
blow their minds?
Belt it out?
Absolutely. I did check the Wishbone Wikia page. It's bone dry. There's not a lot there. So you could be a big player.
I could.
Big dog in a small kennel.
How do you like these dog puns, eh?
They've gone downhill considerably.
Away from that and back to
Are they rolling you over?
That was actually all right.
Begging for more.
Champing at the bit.
I did enjoy in.
Champing at the bit?
Chomping the bit.
Chomping?
He's champing though.
Champing at the bit?
I did, yeah. During the Greek story with him, I really enjoyed when he's like taken, like, you know, he marries the princess as Aeneas or whatever the character's name is, and he's leaving, and she's like, "I can't believe you're leaving. I've given you everything of this." And he's like, "Oh, it's not me. It's the will of the gods." And I'm just like, as soon as I watch it, I'm like, "Geez, imagine how many like relationships back then were just ended with, look, it's not you. It's the will of the gods.
All right.
I'm really into you, but." The gods.
I would love for one of our listeners to try that line out. And,
let's get some feedback. Yeah. It's not you. It's will of the gods. I need to go and find the lost kingdom.
Depends. I think in a cult environment, it would work.
I was going to say we're breaking back into Scientology.
Mm. Yeah,
but if you were in a cult, that you could use that for everything.
Yeah,
I mean that's got to be one of the selling points of cults.
Mm. I assume Travolta's dropped that line. Yes. Yeah. Every other weekend.
Absolutely.
It's the will of the gods.
It's the will of the gods. What can you do?
Yeah.
Will of the gods.
I'm not going to...
It's the will of the gods. Will of the gods. Jeez, the will of the gods.
Oh, come on.
But how many... Do you reckon like every episode Wishbone will get in some weird relationship with a literary character?
Here is my biggest like...
Wasn't he a kid in the first one when he was Tom Sawyer?
He was kind of like with the...
This is my biggest
fat girl.
Bone to pick with the show is...
Was that intentional?
Yes. I was trying to play it pretty smooth.
That was pretty good, sorry.
Is that like the age gap between... Because in the first episode, he's like... saying how he's with Huckleberry Finn. He's like, "Oh, we've got to go find the treasure or whatever." And he's like, "Nah, I got a date with Penny or something."
Yeah.
And I don't want to... I was like a picnic or something. He's like, "I don't want to throw away like a chance of food and romance."
Yeah, yeah.
And then he turns up as like his 10-year-old girl.
Mm.
You're like, "Oh, that's a bit weird." Because like not only is he a dog, but it's like a 10-year-old girl. And then he's like betrothed to like 35-year-old women. Yeah. Two 35-year-old women. It's fucking weird.
He's very
well. That's
weird.
He's ageless. It's the beauty of being a dog. So you can either tell them your age in dog years or human years.
Yeah.
So when he's with the 10-year-old girl, he's like, "Oh, I'm only 8." And then when he's with the 35-year-old woman, he's whatever 8 times 7 is.
Either way, he's very adaptable.
Listeners, if you could just jump on our Facebook page and tell us what 8 times 7 is,
check your times tables chart on your wall. Great. Well, like the kids in the primary schools would know that straight away. They just look up on the chart.
56?
Pop quiz.
56. That's an acceptable age gap.
For a 35-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the DeMont character.
Yeah.
So I did do a little bit of digging. Sue me. Why did I say that?
Inviting a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Sue me.
Idiot. So he was an antagonist throughout the series. He was a bully.
I got that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why they, in that as a finale, they had the redemption of DeMont. And I assume as we touched on off air, off podcast, that he eventually becomes Diamante and is in Baywatch Nights.
Mm, definitely.
Why was he such a
wet blanket?
Yeah. Was it because his brother was good at basketball and people kept reminding him of it?
His brother was Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's Joe's uncle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense.
That's why I even give him such a hard time. He's because Shaq's always out there playing, you know, playing for whatever team he's on.
He's had to
had to raise him.
Take the role of a father.
Even though he's the same age as Joe.
Dole out the beatings that Shaq would have.
Exactly.
They're a lot better coming from DeMont than Shaq.
Jesus Christ.
If you had a choice.
Not only is he terrible at basketball, but he's been in like grade 8 for like 30 years.
So he's terrible at life as well.
Yeah. He's got nothing going for him.
No wonder he's so depressed and sitting by himself.
He's like, he just really like jumps on the chance to just practice basketball with Joe.
Hey, maybe this summer we could work out together so we can be ready for basketball tryouts in the fall. Are you serious?
Like, does Joe even play basketball?
Like, yeah, it's referred to throughout the...
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Two episodes we watched.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, because he was looking forward to trying out for the team.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
You don't need to have played to try out for the team, though.
Joe does look like a future meathead, though.
He does.
Like, he's just got it.
Is he saying so he'd be good at basketball? Is that what he's
saying? Well, no, I don't know. He's
more like a linebacker.
I'm guessing he's good.
He's got those really wide shoulders.
I'm guessing he's good because of the size of his shirt in the first episode. His mum obviously went to a doctor because they were poor, right?
Yeah.
And you know how you can get those? Doctors do those tests that sort of speculate how tall you might be when you're older.
Mm.
And the doctor said, oh, he's going to be 7 foot tall. It's going to be huge. He's like, well, I might as well just buy the 7 foot tall clothes now. And he'll just grow into them.
Yeah, makes sense.
It does. It's good. It's good speculation there, Jess.
So, clearly he's a baller.
It's not as sound as my Shaq theory, though.
It's close.
Oh, no, I think we'll leave that to the audience to decide.
Call in now.
You wouldn't care to
speak. 1-800-INCOMPLETE. Wonder where that'd take you, that number. Mm-hmm.
Again, I wouldn't dial anyone listening, please try it out. And
I guess we're all the big elephant. The other big elephant in the room is what happened to Joe's dad.
Are we?
I know. It's probably Shaq. It's probably Shaq.
It's probably Vietnam as well.
I've got another theory.
Do you think he's in Vietnam somewhere? Hmm. Isn't that where all dads go when they?
Yeah. So he's lost in the. Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. Actually,
they all got lost in the war.
Mm. Is this a Belisario show?
I assume it's a.
He had a hand in it.
Wishbone have a JAG episode?
Probably. Mm. Yeah, I reckon he was a fighter pilot in one of them.
Mm. Well, it's very Quantum Leap-esque.
So. It is.
Mm. My theory about Joe's dad is that the reason why Wishbone is like the way that he is because some sort of shaman came
Freaky
in.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, and like cursed him and put him into the... The body of a dog. Okay. No. He like
no
transformed
with a dog's brain.
No.
Oh.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he just like transformed him into a dog and gave him amnesia because like I don't know, shrunk the size of his brain or something.
Yeah,
that's and his dad's got all those books. That's why all the books are in the house.
Well, would he give him like amnesia or does he sort of maybe like some of
he
his
gets
old
glimpses
memories
of, back? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a couple wholesome. Like really dark episodes where I look, so he's like, my son. And then it just goes back to like, I don't know, the Wind in the Willows.
Dog stuff, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Frog. I don't really remember Wind in the Willows. That's a frog, right?
That's convincing.
Mr. Toad.
Mm. So it's close. What do you think the like weirdest character that he could have inhabited would be?
Well, did they do older books because they're like public domain?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
So nothing
went 60 years and you're free reign.
Yeah.
We'll get JAG when Wishbone comes back in like 2040. God.
Mm-hmm.
Wishbone plays Harm.
Yeah.
Sounds like Blade Runner.
Yeah. It's
like
JAG 2040.
Wishbone 2040.
Oh, I was doing Wishbone 2040. Both.
Crossover. I'd like to see a reboot of Wishbone and does all the... Like, then we see the real Pulp Fiction and him play Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling playing Wishbone? Or Harrison Ford?
I think you get Ford for that. Even though Ford will... I don't think he's going to last another 50 years.
Yeah. But by then, they'll have the technology to recreate...
Well, then, if that's the case, then we may as well get John Wayne.
No.
Too hard. It doesn't
not that
work
kind of technology.
Retroactively.
Mm.
Okay. You can prolong Ford's life, but you can't bring John Wayne back from the dead.
Mm.
That's the rules. I didn't make the rules.
Well, no, obviously not. I'm not here to
speculate.
Yeah. Well, I am, but not about that.
So what do you think was the weirdest story they went for?
That they actually went for?
That's what
they,
I was thinking.
They could have gone
Bible.
For.
Oh, I mean, could have. That's a.
They would have hit the Bible a few times.
Yeah, like just the Old Testament.
Some weird, like, what's
just
that?
Old.
What's real that, hardcore stuff.
What's that book that's like, is it The Game?
I don't know.
That, you know that?
The Dating
No, the Dice Man?
I thought, isn't The Game the they one like where teaches you how to
meet
women and stuff?
Yeah, sorry, no. Sorry, I was thinking of The Dice Man where, like, this guy just, like, lets his life be controlled by, like, rolling the dice.
It's like No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, it's just like the wheel of the dice and it's just all this fucked up shit happens. Yeah.
I do like how malleable the show is because Wishbone could do No Country for Old Men.
You're giving it too much credit.
I'm not. I'm giving it because you could do Wishbone. Wishbone No Country for Old Men.
In theory,
you could.
It's pretty much
would be terrible.
Would it?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
It's pretty much only restricted by like what the dog can do, right?
Which is because like roll over, you go around in a circle, or like. Bark.
Stop shitting on the show. I
yeah, all I'm saying is the dog hasn't got a lot of range.
Well, okay. That I can't refute.
That is objectively true.
Yeah. I'm surprised Wishbone didn't last longer. It seemed like they had a lot of scope
material.
For a lot of stories. Yeah. And it was very popular and they won a bunch of awards. But only two seasons.
Get out while the going's good.
50 episodes. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like 35 episodes in season one.
Yeah,
15 episodes in season two, and we're done.
I don't think I get the sense though, because it's just 35 season one and 15 season two, that they didn't have like season run times. It just they would have made a bunch of episodes.
Yeah,
would have run like one every 3 weeks or something like that. Like
35 episode season is insane.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have worked that. Like
it's like 24 minute episodes.
Yeah, I remember like this being on like Saturday afternoons.
Yeah.
Channel nine. Like a distinct memory of that. And it's, I mean, children's shows work different. They worked differently back then. I know that. Because it's like, if you look up IMDb, there's no like, it's chaos, like the way the seasons work. It'll be like season one and then like four question marks. And then there'll be heaps of episodes in each of them, but they're not laid out.
Mm, yeah.
Because they're all, I mean, especially a show like this where there's no like story arc, everything's self contained.
Fan base? Is that what you're going
to say? There's a fan base. You and me, Scott, all the way.
That's true.
Don't drag Scott down with
I'm taking him with me.
No, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy it as much this time around. But
we could do a crossover with this and Inspector Rex.
True. That's second dog-based show. That's
Would Inspector true. Rex be improved with a voiceover every time you saw Rex's face?
100%.
Or Travolta? Yeah. Can you do a German Travolta?
Come on. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. It's really different. It's like... It's like juggling. It's very difficult to do just from the get-go.
That just about wraps it up, I think, for speculation on Wishbone. How about we reboot this bad boy?
Oh, yeah.
I would love nothing more.
Do you want to kick us off, Scott?
Yeah. So, I decided not to go in dog pun territory, as tempting as it was.
Lame. Should have.
I'm sorry. All right. I won't go. So... I was intrigued by the fact that Wishbone had a tendency to gravitate towards the ladies. He was he had three in the two episodes that we watched.
Mm, good strike.
Three little pieces on the side.
Notorious womanizer.
Yeah, he's got some moves.
Mm. Mm. So first episode, he like said he didn't want to, you know, miss out on the chance to get lucky. Second episode, he's betrothed to two queens.
He's a regular David James Elliott.
Mm.
I think what I'd like to see is this rebooted into a modern day drama following the character of Wishbone. He's just like the main character. We're dealing with his troubles with sex addiction.
Okay.
Naturally.
Gross.
So basically we just like watch him as he sort of hits rock bottom. His addictions really take over him, and he's having sex with couches and trees and like cooked chickens and stuff. And essentially, we're just following down this deep, dark path, and he's got to like find redemption. So there is an actor that I think would be particularly suited to this. He's done the voice of a dog before, Dustin Diamond.
Okay.
Come in,
is this
take on the role with a new vigor, really bring a life to it, and also a darkness to it as well.
Absolutely. And only Dustin knows.
Real life experience. So it's called Bone.
Okay.
And if you can't already tell, it's sort of inspired by Shame, the Michael Fassbender film. So just imagine sort of shot like that. A lot of scenes at night, walking the streets, looking at other dogs and people and, you know, everything. So
is there a shot early on of just...
full shot of his erect penis.
Don't ever get him neutered?
Neutered? I think that's probably a question... That is addressed in the show.
In the
film.
Okay.
Maybe that's why in Wishbone he has been neutered, so all his fantasies are really like sexualized.
Yeah.
Just taking out all his...
He can't live it out.
Yeah.
Mm. He's got it's the only way he can really be satisfied.
Yes.
So anyway, that's it. Like super simple.
Bone.
Just real dark. Bone. Real simple. Yeah. Morgan. Nice.
I love rebooting anything with a dog, as we know. But my one is mine's set in, so another TV series, but we're going forward, say, about 15, 20 years.
Modern day-ish?
Yeah, to about where we're at now. So Joe's now sort of in his mid-30s. It's centered around Joe, and he's moved out of his parents' house. He's living up in Seattle now, and he's joined the police force. He's a detective. And he's got a new dog, you know, because Wishbone, you know, lived a good life, passed on. He's got a new dog. So his new dog's called Boney. Very creative. Joe and, you know, Joe's a member of the homicide squad, and Boney, his dog, helps him go solve crimes. And what happens is, so similar to Wishbone, while, like, you know, they're out solving a real crime, Boney kind of, like, imagines, looks back and goes, oh, man, looks at old murders from back in the day, like, from the 1950s and 40s. And there's, like, so it tells, like, similar to what you have in current Wishbone. It has, like, a B storyline of something happening in history with Boney acting it out. He's a golden retriever.
Mm.
And then the actual crime, the actual gruesome crime that Joe is investigating. So it's like a, it's an adult version of Wishbone.
Are they all gruesome?
Yeah, let's say. Yeah, they're pretty gruesome.
Definitely.
Okay. Right. So it's called Deathbone.
Okay.
Yes.
And Joe is going to be played by Gosling, because I reckon he does play a nice gritty role.
He could play an old Joe.
Yeah, so do
I. He's got it in him.
He does. it's anyone is an improvement, but he's a solid improvement. And I couldn't help. Like, I know.
What size are his t-shirts? Just
out of curiosity. He's grown into them now. Okay. So. No, he does still. He wears, like, oversized.
So they're only like six sizes too.
No, he wears Hasselhoff suits.
Okay, good.
So that's played by Gosling, and the voice of Boney is now. I know this actor passed away many years ago, but it's a dream. Dream sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I couldn't get this guy, I'd go with Christopher Walken, but I would want Charles Bronson to do the
Boney. Hey, Ma, how about some cookies?
No dice.
This ain't over.
I wish I was dead. And that's how I got the idea for Deathbone.
Wow.
So nice. Yeah, Deathbone. So it's an adult version of Wishbone.
Yeah. Is there a case where they stumble upon a guy who's been wishboned?
Ooh,
fuck, that's probably, so gross.
Yeah, that's
oh
fucked.
My god. No, probably, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah,
it's so gross.
Let's say episode one.
Just as the first two minutes.
As a throwback.
Get it out of the way.
So, you know, so for fans of the show, you come forward and like, oh, it goes full circle, and then we're into Deathbone.
Yeah. How about just this a suggestion?
I'm not interested, actually.
The whole series, they follow a serial killer whose patented move is the wishbone.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So every single murder is a wishbone.
That's pretty fucked, but all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Deathbone.
I sometimes miss, like, I don't tick the explicit rating on our podcast on iTunes just because I don't want to turn too many people away. This one is definitely getting an explicit rating.
Well, we don't actually, you don't see it.
No. We'll post a GIF, but... Yeah.
We will. Okay. Anyway, Jess.
Just described in immense detail.
Okay. We'll put a poll up. You get to pick which one of us gets wishboned.
No.
That's next episode.
Oh.
That's it. You can get in a poll.
No dogs in mine. If that's okay.
Lame.
What?
So I took my inspiration from the scene I think we've already addressed in the first episode where Joe goes to his friend David's house and he's playing video games. He says, yeah, level 10 or something to that effect. So the show is called David Barnes's 10 Levels of Hell.
Okay.
David Barnes being, you know, Joe's friend who...
Yeah.
Got to level 10, so he knows what it's like. So I don't know if you've ever seen the YouTube series Hot Ones.
No.
Where they eat...
Yes.
Celebrities eat chicken wings that are doused in progressively hotter sauces.
Yeah.
So it's exactly the same as that, except he's playing video games the whole time and not really paying attention.
Wait, is he eating?
No. He has a celebrity guest that comes into his room.
Yeah,
and he's sitting there in his childhood room playing video games and just
As a grown adult or like as a kid?
As a kid,
yeah.
And just really clearly distracted while some sort of celebrity eats.
John Travolta says.
Essentially, you've taken one scene from Wishbone and put it into a YouTube series.
Yeah, and this is like a really bad interview show.
They're not asking him questions, they're just eating the hot chicken and
Look,
he's playing
I was
video
just,
games.
I was just really...
I don't understand.
I was really excited by the title.
Is there a hot chicken in this
scenario? It doesn't sound very well fleshed out at all. I thought something else was going to happen.
Is there a chicken or are they just sitting in the room just watching this kid play?
Yeah, but they're like, he's interviewing them. Hey, you got to watch the show. What happens? It's an interview that you're sort of interviewing a celebrity, but at the same time, you're making them eat a bunch of hot wings.
And also playing video games.
But my added spin on it is...
The kid's playing video games.
It's a kid who's hosting it. He's playing video games the whole time. And the title is David Barnes's 10 Levels of Hell. How's that not enough for you?
I do like the title. The title is very good.
I'd watch that. So Travolta first.
The alternative was going to be he was going to put them through a bunch of trials.
Mm.
And then they finally get to level 10. I don't know, like, you know, progressively harder, like fear factor or something.
Yeah.
He's the Joe Rogan, role.
Mm. So who do we get on the show? What kind of interview? What interviewees?
Oh, we've got an open slot for the first episode. So you want in, Scott?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. So I'm gonna eat.
You're in.
Hot chicken and watch this
in David Barnes' room.
Yeah.
Right. While he plays a game that who knows what it is.
It looked real cozy in that room.
It did.
It was
good.
A very small room. Am I going to be able to get in, or have I got a seat? Am I sitting on the ground?
Will you be able to get in? Will you be able to get in a 10-year-old boy's room? I don't know.
Furthermore, when he's playing the video game, he's got the joystick.
You're an industrious guy. You'll find it.
When Davis
slid a credit card through the door.
So he doesn't want to be on the show. Like, no,
you break into his room
and then you eat hot wings while he plays the games. He's like, "Oh, what are you going? Yeah. Why are you in here? I'm trying to get to level 10."
And if you, that's the thing, right? You're eating hot wings, so obviously a mild wing, you're not going to draw attention to the fact that you're in his room eating wings. But as they get hotter, you'll start, you know, gasping for air and looking for drinks and stuff, and then he'll realize that you're in the room. So it's
okay.
How many levels you can get through.
Do I bring the wings in?
Yeah.
In this scenario?
Yet he's somehow interviewing you?
No, I've just changed.
Who are you? How did you get in? And why did you bring wings?
You've got to see how many, like, what level of spicy you can get to without anyone.
Every week at 6 p.m.
Without him noticing.
And what do you have to, like, finish all of them before he gets to level 10?
No, you've got to get to the 10th hottest wing. So however hot you can get is your score.
Yeah.
Okay.
One's like, you know, I don't know, like water. Sort of sauce.
Do I win one something or like
I don't know, yeah. Then you come off and I'm the host and I, you know, shake your hand and say, well,
thanks for coming.
Thanks for playing, Scott.
You got to level 7 before he noticed that you were there.
And David's got, like...
We wipe his memory after every episode.
So he's not consenting to people coming into his room eating hot
meat.
Not
at all, no. It would defeat the purpose.
And, like, you have to break in silently as well. So, like, level 1 is getting in.
Yeah, yeah.
Level 2 is
getting
the hot wings out of the container.
Out of, like, the foil container with that, you know, the cardboard top. You got to peel the corners back and you got to rustle around in the plastic bag.
Grab my hot sauce, put it on.
Yeah. Grab your napkins, you know.
Wow.
And the smell as well. Like, the smell would draw attention. So
dead giveaway.
Quick.
Anyway, David Barnes' 10-level spell.
Oh, okay, let's put that to rest. Aaron, right. What do you got?
Well, considering every episode was basically a reboot, it was pretty easy to do this one, I thought. Probably the most rebootable show we've done.
Yeah.
Easy to shoehorn a dog into an existing story like you do every week, Morgan.
It's my wheelhouse.
It is definitely your wheelhouse. So that's pretty much what I did. This is just another episode of Wishbone, where Wishbone and Joe are playing catch and a branch falls from a tree and cracks the window of their neighbor, Wanda. Cracks the window of her car. And then Wanda and Alan come out and accuse Joe and Wishbone of breaking the window.
Mm-hmm.
So they're grounded for a crime they didn't commit.
Mm-hmm.
So while they go into Joe's room, Wishbone's imagination takes off and...
Green Mile?
He's back in 1947. He's rolling on a bus into prison for the Porshank Redemption.
Oh, God.
Had to do it. So there's pretty much just a few scenes I want to see of Wishbone in Andy's role.
Mm-hmm.
Him playing chess against Red, just like sliding the pieces around with his paw. Wishbone digging out the wall of his cell while he like pokes his head around under the poster. Then goes back to digging. And then... the end of the film is Wishbone swimming through the sewage pipe and then just getting to the pool at the end and just like howling in the thunderstorm.
Yeah, picture now.
Yeah.
So,
and he's running up to a dog beach.
Leash free.
Can I make one suggestion?
Yes.
Rather than the branch falling and hitting the window of the car, I think the branch should fall and hit Joe and crush him and kill him.
Okay, that's fine.
And then he gets convicted of more like Andy Dufresne.
All right.
Yeah.
It's got to be murder.
I do love convicting dogs of murder.
Is it the exact same story? So Wishbone is cooking the books for the warden?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's the tax man.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Mm. He just like grabs the books in his mouth and goes and buries them in the yard.
That's how he's cooking the books.
Yeah, that's how he dodges the tax.
That's a great way. They just don't know there's any taxes to be paid.
And there's the scene where he swaps the shoes with the warden's shoes and he's walking back to his cell and he's just got four like really shiny suit shoes. But you never look at... how often do you look at a man's shoes?
How do you
look at a dog's shoes?
How do you look at a Jack Russell in human shoes?
So inconspicuous.
I wouldn't even think twice.
When he looks the captain out and he puts the record on.
Yeah.
Back in the
people
chat.
Can't see what I'm doing, but the lean back up in that scene.
What's he listening to? Who let the dogs out? I don't know. I don't know, any other. I don't know any other dog-based songs.
And it makes sense because he's got a poster of Raquel Welch up on the up on the wall. Because he'd be into that.
He's a bit of a horn dog, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. He really is.
For him, it's Lassie, though.
Yeah, all right.
Just the different generations of Lassie.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Was Lassie a boy dog or a girl dog?
Well,
nah,
who are you to judge?
Yeah. I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
I'm pretty sure she was a girl. Lassie.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be Laddie.
There's that episode, there's an episode of The Simpsons where they get Laddie. Laddie.
Yeah. Do you reckon Wishbone ever had any girlfriends?
I'd say almost certainly.
Like over a couple of episodes?
Yeah. Like how did he interact with other dogs?
Could they talk?
Yeah. That's a really good question.
Mm.
Are they telepathic or is he actually... Whenever the words are... he's meant to be speaking. Is he barking the whole time? He's got to get really annoying.
Yeah.
Because in some of the scenes, he does bark. Like even in the you know, when he's in the book, he's in the fictional tale.
You can still bark.
You're saying, and then he barks?
So it's
really breaks the world. I don't understand it. It doesn't...
They didn't think this one through.
The internal logic does not hold up.
No.
I think that just about does us for reboots. Aaron, please tell me that there is a list coming our way.
There is indeed.
Oh, yes.
So
this would be a difficult one because there's no actors that have been in almost anything else.
No, but fortunately, Wishbone was in quite a few lists.
Oh.
So I've gone with one from user Stardust Love 15.
Mm.
It's called Eurocentric Children's Movies. So they've compiled a list of live-action movies that are Eurocentric. By that they mean anyone with European descent, so US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, etc., and no inbreeding with other races was specifically mentioned.
Did they use the word inbreeding?
No.
What?
miscegenation?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What do they mean?
Using damn big words.
Purely European
descent. To pretend
like
you're not a racist.
And the purpose of this list is to...
Whitewashed kids shows.
So people can read this list so they can pass on the European culture through the pop culture of children's movies.
It's very white supremacist.
Mm. It is when you list in that many countries.
Yeah.
It was like Australian or just like English. I'm like, okay.
And I think it's really unnecessary to have this list. Like, it's pretty easy to get access to...
Yeah.
Eurocentric.
If I'm a clan member who has kids, I need to know which shows I can let my kid watch.
And what particular aspect of the culture are you passing on if it's you've got on a list like Annie, Paddington, Home Alone, Wishbone, Parent Trap? Like, what's the message you're trying to send there?
These are just movies and TV shows with white people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
To be fair, they did do another list based on European language films.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still.
So what else?
Questionable at best.
Was it a ranked list or just a list?
Just a list. They did do another list that featured Wishbone called Female Characters Who Are Not Sex Objects. Referring to Sam from Wishbone.
Hang on.
Ooh.
Well, like from his perspective or from the narrative's perspective?
Legally, she's not.
Who else have we got on?
Are they all kids?
Yeah. I don't like this guy.
This guy is making some real creepy fucking lists.
So there's Amelie, a character called Charlie from Supernatural. It's just a bunch of movies. We need to talk about Kevin. They've put The Walking Dead in there, but they haven't said which character.
Just in general.
The zombies, obviously.
Yeah. It's 93 films and TV shows long. House of Cards, Parks and Rec.
But he specifically listed Sam from Wishbone, but the rest of them he's just not.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Very unsettling.
I don't like the list, but then what?
I don't know what are they getting at? Like,
because
to put in Sam from Wishbone, you're just like, well, you just put in like a child.
Yeah.
But then to go like House of Cards, like you're kind of trying to say like, the women are like power players.
The kids in House of Cards.
Because if you're including Wishbone, you could include like pretty much any kids TV show.
Yeah. Which in itself is weird.
It is very weird.
It's very, again, this is not a list that needs to exist.
But they go into a bit more detail in some of them, like Frozen's there. And the note is, with heavy reservations, because though Elsa remains single, her liberation is portrayed as her sexualization.
What? Has he seen Frozen?
I haven't. What happened?
No,
Neither have I.
He just nailed it. That's
such a strange path to go down.
Again, this is not a list that really needs to exist at all.
No. It's incriminating,
none of
if anything.
Need to exist.
This is true. It's definitely, of all the lists we've done, this one makes me feel the most uncomfortable.
This is the most ambiguously unsettling list.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway, on that note, let's put that list away and...
Yes, please.
Hopefully take it away from Stardust, me. Whatever his man is, doesn't find out who we are.
That'd be
he knows. He's got a list on us.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Mm. People to kill.
People to wishbone.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. I wasn't going to go there.
List of podcast hosts I'm not sexually attracted to.
Honestly, girls.
If that's actually a list I don't want to be on.
15-year-old Scott's on it.
Anyway, closing thoughts on Wishbone Jets.
It's a kid's show with a dog in it.
You always give such succinct descriptions.
If that's your thing, then watch some Wishbone. Otherwise, I would say that our sort of window of Wishbone enjoyment has closed and did close a long time ago. If I had happened upon this when I was about 10, maybe I would have got some laughs, but about 18 years too late.
Fair enough. Aaron, closing thoughts on Wishbone?
I'm a fan. I reckon it was effective in what it did.
Yeah.
Handed out some life lessons, a fun way to introduce kids to some literature.
Would you recommend it?
I would.
To
Jez?
To anyone?
10-year-old Jez.
10-year-old Jez.
Yeah, I'll go back in time and...
Tell 10-year-old Jez. Hey, you should watch Wishbone. Yeah. It'll, trust me, 18 years, you won't regret this.
Eat some wings in my room.
You'll be none the wiser.
See if I notice.
Scott, what about you?
It didn't quite live up to my expectations of the memories that I had of it.
Yeah, okay.
But I enjoyed episode one. I genuinely had a pretty good time. The final episode, not so much, but I enjoyed all that Tom Sawyer tomfoolery that just was nonsensical.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a bit the same. I can see I now see why I love this show so much when I was growing up. Mm.
Right up your alley.
It's got a dog in it, and that's enough for me. But even more than that, yeah. Like the sort of jumping from a kids show to doing that little bits of history and historic literature, I think it's kind of cool. So yeah, you're right. I can see how it would work. Yeah. I'd go back in time and recommend it to 10-year-old Jez as well.
Mm. My favorite thing from researching. Wishbone, just seeing that shot of Wishbone as Robin Hood holding an arrow with the paw coming from over his head.
Both paws are in just the most bizarre position.
Dog can't do that.
Yeah.
I just imagine how they
you
got
just
that
zoom
shot
out from that.
Yeah, because it's just
they had to lop his arms off.
He just would have had
the last episode.
Yeah.
Fake arms coming
out. They shot them out of sequence.
Yeah.
For that reason. I'm sorry, Morgan. You wouldn't want to hear
well,
that.
Well, no, I know. Sock of the Dog died in 2001, sadly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So no Wishbone reboot.
That got me thinking, actually. That could be one of the...
No one could reprise a role. No one has that sort of range.
It's like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Far more aggressive programming.
Always playing the antagonist.
I guess it's one of the things that you'd have to get...
Crazy Joe the pit bull.
Where you get
breaking through windows.
To play Wishbone.
Yeah, pit bull.
The actual pit bull. Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide as Wishbone.
I would not watch that show.
He doesn't deliver any dialogue vocally. He just looks at them. He's just standing there.
He just gets other people to come on and he features in it. Yeah.
That's his bark.
I assume so. Mr. Worldwide. I hate Pitbull.
Something in Spanish.
So much.
Yeah.
I hate him more than anything in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Would you challenge him to a boxing match?
I would, actually. If I had a gun with two bullets and it was Hitler and Bin Laden, I'd shoot Pitbull twice.
What are his stats? What's his height? What's his weight?
He looks like a shorter kind of guy.
Yeah, Pitbull. I was going to say, would he be a fair match for you?
Oh, I reckon
I reckon you'd have him covered.
Nobody knows how tall Morgan is, so
no, you're right. I'm 3'8".
Only 1.7 centimeters.
He's only 1.7 centimeters.
You annihilated.
You are gonna
bug.
You're gonna wallop that boy.
Bug. 170 centimeters.
Yes.
How old
was
he?
Correct.
Yeah, you'd be pushing 40.
Negative six.
Yeah, just want to gauge where
they're going. It could be over 40.
He's only 36.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a lot of reach on him.
Is this gonna be
the? Got about 17 centimeters on him. I got the reach.
Is this going to be a Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather sort of situation.
No, I'm not going to let you get to that. I'm going in there with a bat. So if I want to win. Or what do they call it? The stinger?
Oh, yeah.
They don't fight with that no more.
Barbed wire on the gloves.
Barbed wire on the gloves. kid presentable. That'll be me.
Kid presentable.
Okay. Well, I reckon it's probably time we leave this episode there. So, Scott, where can people find us online?
You can head to theincompleteseries.com. You can check out any of our other episodes. You can also suggest a show that you want us to watch. Maybe another kids show. I think this is the first kids show off the rank.
Went pretty well, too.
Went quite well. It was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I think we prefer it to be on the ridiculous level that Wishbone was.
Mm. Yep.
Crazy concept. Mm-hmm. That always kind of gives us a good rollicking through the show.
Jump across to our Facebook page, @@theincompleteseries, or Instagram
@@Colin.
This is why I always get you guys to do the social media.
Yeah, so go and get fire up DOS. /// theincompleteseries.exe.
It's one of those addresses.
Morgan only does dark web.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's one of those. You can only get through it.
No, I run through Tor. Linux. Linux only. Or floppy disks.
We got like a game, like those old adventure games.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Where you're like...
it's David Barnes' 10 levels.
Is that what David Barnes is playing?
Yeah. So it's like
he's
you get six choices.
Series. The adventure.
The adventures.
You get six choices of like how you're going to open the door. Yeah, like you go credit card, do you try the handle, do you kick it down,
oh,
go through the window.
You're straight out if you kick it down. I mean, David Barnes' hearing isn't that great, but he'll kick the door down.
All right, cool. Well, we'll leave it there then. But thank you, Jez.
Thanks, Morgs.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Morgan.
We'll see you all soon.